Since the Dobbs decision removed the federal guarantee of a right to an abortion, states have enacted restrictions beyond bans to try to minimize the practice. Many of those laws have targeted abortion providers, like doctors and hospitals, for performing the procedure that ends the life of an unborn fetus. But a few states are weighing whether to open the door to charging pregnant women with murder, manslaughter, and related crimes. But as state lawmakers seek to cement the notion of life beginning at conception, four states, Indiana, North Dakota, Oklahoma, and South Carolina, have bills on the table changing the state's criminal codes on homicides. None of them have advanced out of committee yet, but all of them have multiple co-sponsors, indicating more support than other bills. The laws have slight variations, but all of them would allow homicide laws to govern the deaths of fertilized eggs and fetuses from the moment of conception. All of the laws include exemptions related to a mother's life at risk and situations involving spontaneous miscarriage. Other abortion restrictions often include this provision, but medical providers in those states have already run into broader dilemmas, including confusion over when they can legally intervene. In vitro fertilization may also have an uncertain future if these laws take effect, as the process can involve the destruction of an embryo. Despite widespread political opposition to limiting IVF, laws expanding personhood have opened the door to court rulings putting the process at risk before. Alabama's Supreme Court ruled last February that embryos created through IVF were children, threatening the treatment's future in the state. But after a backlash, including from Republicans opposing abortion rights like President Donald Trump, Alabama enacted a law protecting IVF.